mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here we are, my friends. It's already Tuesday, the 21st day of September 2004. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. Got a lot of big guests coming up this week. In the next hour, we've got the curator of the Andy Warhol Museum coming on. They've got some of the torture photos as an art display there. Now, of course, they're saying, hey, you show pictures of what happened in the Civil War. You show pictures of World War II. And they are shown in art museums, and you don't hear the veterans groups complaining. Why are they talking about this particular display? Now, I personally think the whole thing's a big, fat distraction. But it is an exercise in doublethink, so we're going to be going over it for about 20 minutes in the next hour. For the balance of the broadcast, I just want to take calls because, you know, some days I do a good job of taking 50 phone calls. Most days I end up taking about 20 if I'm lucky, just because we're so busy covering news and having guests on. But we will go to your calls early in this hour. Any issue you want to discuss, if you disagree with me, if you agree with me, if you have a question, a comment, a particular news item we haven't covered that you want to talk about, it'll be your chance to be heard by millions of people and to get your information out there. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Let's jump straight into the news. Zawahiri Group beheads U.S. hostage Armstrong. Now, last week, they grabbed a Canadian journalist, head of a major magazine, major newspaper writer as well, and it was Iraqi police, and they handed him over to a group of men, and then they released him after threatening to cut his head off. And in so many other cases, it has intelligence agency written all over it. Well, now they've grabbed three people. They just supposedly cut the head off of one of them. It's a real tragedy. And who does this help? Who does this bolster? Who does this support? Well, you could say that it runs contractors out of the country. But overall, every time there's a beheading, poll numbers for the war actually go up. Why? They're cutting our people's heads off. They're evil. Let's stay in there. Let's go after them. And I'm just going off the available evidence, but it's all very, very suspicious. We'll get into that article. Also, press reports on U.S. casualties, about 17,000 short, United Press International says. Nearly 17,000 service members medically evacuated from Iraq and Afghanistan are absent from public Pentagon casualty reports commonly cited by newspapers, according to military data reviewed by United Press International. So we'll be covering that in more detail. GIs claim threat by Army. You know, this has been out for a few days, but it's important we should go over it. Colorado Springs, soldiers from Fort Carson Combat Unit say they have been issued an ultimatum, reenlist for 3 more years or be transferred to other units expected to deploy to Iraq. So they're also doing stop loss, which is a draft of people who've already served. Oh, you got to stay in a few more years. And with others, they're saying, voluntarily reenlist or we're going to send you into combat again. Pretty vicious stuff. It's not like these are Bill Clinton-esque draft dodgers. These are people who've already served. Also, London terror evacuation plans found, Sky Television. Al-Qaeda will vote for Bush, says British envoy. New York City scrambling to handle nuke strike. New York Post, Moscow car bomb suspect beaten to death by police. As usual, it's a submarine officer. Masked SWAT team storms wrong home, beats up 50-year-old liver transplant patient. Got a whole stack of news like this. We'll be covering it all and taking your calls at 1-800-259-9231, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're now 8 minutes and 20 seconds into this first hour, second segment. Thank you again for joining us, to all the affiliates, the sponsors, the listeners, the great folks running the broadcast. God bless you all for your courage and your defense of this republic and for checking out the information that we cover here. We want you to research our claims for yourself, because when you find out it's true, you'll want to take action. You'll want to get involved if you love this country and your family and humankind, and most importantly, if you love God. Let's plunge into the news, then we'll go to Bill, Tom, John, Emmett, and many, many others that are patiently holding. Zawahiri group beheads U.S. hostage Armstrong. Reuters, an Iraqi group led by al-Qaeda ally Abu Zawahiri beheaded American Eugene Armstrong and posted a video of the killing on the Internet on Monday. The hostage's body was later recovered and identified, a U.S. official in Washington told Reuters. The video, broadcast on an Islamist site, showed a masked man sawing the construction contractor's head off with a knife. It also showed the banner of Zawahiri's and jihad group, which said it had kidnapped him along with another American and a Briton from their house in the central Baghdad on Thursday of last week. The other two now face death within 24 hours. In the video, five armed and masked men stood around the hostage who was blindfolded and dressed in orange overalls, typically of U.S. jails and associated around the world with images of Muslims detained at Guantanamo Bay. After reading a lengthy statement during which the hostage sat rocking on the floor, one of the men decapitated him. They said they had killed Armstrong because the U.S. authorities had failed to free women prisoners in Iraqi jails. They gave another day for the United States to do so, or Jack Hensley and Britton Kenneth Bigley would also be killed. President Bush, however, vowed to keep up the pressure. Quote, "We will stay on the offensive against them," he said at an election event in Derry, New Hampshire, before the video. "They will behead people in order to shake our will. These people are ideologues of hatred." Tahid and Jihad said in an internet posting on Saturday, would kill all three men unless Iraqi women were freed from Abu Ghraib and Umar Qasr jails. The U.S. military says no women are being held in the two prisons specified, but that two are in U.S. custody, dubbed Dr. Germ and Miss Anthrax. I love the names they give. By U.S. forces, they are accused of working on Saddam Hussein's weapons programs and are in special prisons for high-profile detainees. Okay, let's just stop right there and try to analyze this article. All I know is that Nick Berg, the first high-profile person that supposedly got their head chopped off, I say supposedly because the heads of major universities and forensic sciences in the U.S., Canada, England, and Australia have all looked at the video and said that person was either dead or it was a dummy because the blood didn't spray, the person didn't involuntarily flop or twitch. It's the same yellow walls, the same white chairs as Abu Ghraib. The guys are chubby. Zawari, who admittedly has one leg, or they claim they've already killed four times. They never reversed those reports, by the way. Had both his legs in this and was throwing the body around, chopping the head off with ease. We have Nick Berg, obvious intelligence background, dropping out with an almost perfect grade point average out of an Ivy League school, traveling the world to help the poor with a high-tech bag of tricks. Then it turns out he's given his passcode and laptop to two different hijackers. He's in Oklahoma at flight schools, hanging out with these people magically. He then owns a company, Babylon Towers, with the head of an Iraqi group funded by the State Department and the CIA publicly, a group caught shipping in drug paraphernalia and other stuff to the U.S., and, of course, white slaves out of Russia. This is all mainstream news. The guy is working at Abu Ghraib, and then he gets grabbed by the FBI for 13 days. This is admitted. Associated Press, Reuters, BBC. They release him, and within hours he's in the hands of al-Qaeda, Zawari, and then they supposedly cut his head off. I don't know what really happened, but I know their official story stinks to high heaven and has just hundreds of holes in it. And if I had to give you what my nose tells me, what my intellect and what the data tells me, like a police investigator would do, I know who the suspects are, and I would imagine Mr. Berg is alive and has had a face change and has been cheek-dipped. Tens of thousands of people have had their death staged in intelligence work. This is done routinely, and members of the family are allowed to know about it nowadays because they think the public's so stupid. I mean, this really cranked up in World War II. It went through Vietnam, right through. I mean, this is how the globalists operate. This is just 101. No, it's not a Robert Ludlum book, you know, The Bourne Supremacy. This is really how it's done. This guy fits the MO perfectly. Now, do I think these other people are bashing in the Maui Sun? That's a line from The Running Man. No, my friends, I don't think they are. I think there are real beheadings going on. Do I think there are Muslim extremist groups, terror groups that go around grabbing people, cutting their heads off? Do I think Saudi Arabians routinely shotgun Americans if they're caught outside their compounds? Or do they pull you over and you got a six-pack of beer? Do they blow your head off on the spot? Yes. Is this the freedom? No. This is the New World Order. This is our buddies. But in these particular cases, every time poll numbers go down, somebody else gets their head cut off, and suddenly globalist poll numbers go up, and everybody's for the war. My gosh, they cut our guy's head off. It's like right after all the torture photos came out, suddenly there's this convenient beheading of Berg, and then, oh, see, torture's good. So it's all part of this marinating our souls in evil, training us to accept it. And then last week it came out that, again, they grabbed this Canadian top journalist, magazine owner. They grab him. Iraqi police do. They take him to guys in black ski masks who claim that they're Al-Qaeda. And then they beat him up and release him. This is amazing, folks. And there was the case a few months ago, the bombing in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. The Saudis have got Al-Qaeda cornered, and then the CIA calls them and says release them, and they're allowed to flee. Same thing with the Russian school a few weeks ago. The reports are special forces ran out the back door and were allowed to leave. Then they had a bombing and machine gun, everybody trying to run out the front. Same thing with the theater siege. Putin was caught blowing up his own buildings, caught putting bombs in the fourth building in 99. I mean, we've caught these people doing this before. So when it happens again, we just don't know. It'll take time to find out as it develops. It's like with the Moscow school. We said, we'll see what happens. And then all these mainstream reports came out, and then most of the locals think the government did it, and people in Moscow think the government did it, and nobody's buying it. And then now you have, they supposedly foiled a car bomb on Putin's route in Moscow yesterday, and the police conveniently beat the Navy officer to death, who, by the way, was not Muslim. It was a white guy who wasn't Muslim. And they beat him to death in the interrogation, and he was a nuclear submarine officer, and he'd been paid, quote, to drive a car and just drop it off at a parking lot. And it turns out he was might have been paid by the wife of a Chechenian rebel. And so the police beat him to death, but not before getting the confession for the official story. And see, now this legitimizes the martial law that Putin is publicly setting up. Now, why is it always some army officer or some washout from special forces bombing buildings? Or, it's the same M.O. over and over and over again. So what do you think about them apples? 1-800-259-9231. We're going to break here in a minute. And we'll come back and go straight to your calls. Press reports on U.S. casualties about 17,000 short, United Press International says. Nearly 17,000 service members medically evacuated from Iraq and Afghanistan are absent from public Pentagon casualty reports commonly cited by newspapers, according to military data reviewed by United Press International. Most don't fit the definition of casualties, according to the Pentagon, but a veterans advocate said they should all be counted. The Pentagon has reported 1,019 dead and 7,245 wounded from Iraq. The military has evacuated 16,765 individuals, service members, from Iraq and Afghanistan for injuries and ailments not related directly to combat. According to U.S. Transportation Command, which is responsible for the medical evacuations, most are from Operation Iraqi Freedom. So a lot of cooking of the books going on there. Here's another frightening report. This is from the Rocky Mountain News. GIs claim threat by Army. Soldiers say they were told to reenlist or face deployment to Iraq. Soldiers from a Fort Carson combat unit say they have been issued an ultimatum, reenlist for 3 more years or be transferred to other units expected to deploy to Iraq. That's really kind of a death threat, isn't it? Well, you've already served for many years, so if you don't voluntarily reenlist, we're going to forcibly send you back to combat. I mean, you talk about criminal. You talk about extortion. You talk about racketeering. This fits the classical definition. Hundreds of soldiers from the 3rd Brigade Combat Team were presented with that message in a reenlistment form in a series of assemblages last Thursday, said two soldiers who spoke on condition of anonymity. Well, this has been in the news in other areas of the country. I've talked to a lot of troops. Has this happened to you? When you hear a caller hang up and we go to calls, call in. I want to hear from you. The effort is part of a restructuring of the Army into smaller, more flexible forces that can deploy rapidly around the world. By the way, people that have gone ahead and signed back up voluntarily, they go ahead and send them to combat anyways. They lie to them, too. A Fort Carson spokeswoman confirmed that reenlistment drive is underway, and one of the soldiers provided the form to the Rocky Mountain News. An Army spokesman denied, however, that soldiers who don't reenlist with the brigade were threatened. Oh, sure. Just admittedly, you're doing this. So I guess support the troops, huh? Use them as slaves. We'll be right back with your call. Stay with us.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement. And after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since. And today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
All right, we're going to your calls here momentarily. Then when we get back, I'm going to go through London terror evacuation plans found. But months ago, actually over a year ago, it came out about rest and relaxation centers, rest and relocation centers, giant martial law plans, all part of the new freedom. Also, Al-Qaeda will vote for Bush, says British envoy. Pretty ridiculous. Also, New York City scrambling to handle nuke strike. New York Post, more fear-mongering for martial law. More on that Moscow car bomb suspect beaten to death by police. And a masked SWAT team storms wrong home, beats up 50-year-old liver transplant patient. By the way, we see one of these articles on average about every 2-3 days. But I figured we'd cover this one today. Also, we'll get into Al-Qaeda seen planning for spectacular attack and heckling a Yankees fan landed editor in a Baltimore prison hell. That's the headline from World Tribune. Also, we're back at war with Iraq, says General. That's just some of what's coming up. Let's talk to Bill in St. Louis, Missouri. Go ahead, Bill.
How you doing?
Good.
Alex, listen, yesterday you had a phone call from a Christopher. He called and he wanted to know what can be done by the average citizen. He wanted to know what solution can you
yes.
offer. You remember that? Well, there's a quote by Edmund Burke that says, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. I'm mad about this. I've known about this. I've been listening to you for a long time now. And everybody tells you, oh, you can't do nothing. There's nothing you can do. Why get yourself upset? You're going to have a heart attack. You're going to drive yourself crazy with this stuff. Well, I'm mad, and I can't just sit back and let them freely trample all over America and everything it ever stood for. So you've been an inspiration to me. I've got your film, American Dictators. I've made arrangements to show it at the public library system here in St. Louis.
Oh, thank you.
I'm getting it broadcast on the local public cable, local access.
That's really exciting.
Isn't that good? And I'm forming a citizens group where we'll meet weekly or biweekly or monthly. I haven't decided that yet. But we're going to share news from InfoWars. We're going to try to educate people. I'm going to order more of your films, and I'm going to get them in the library system and on the TV and in people's homes.
Well, Bill, I mean, I want to commend you, but that's really the key. It's not going, man, look at the size of that thing. How can we fight it? How can we defeat it? It's just picking up a shovel and start digging.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like that when I want to clean out my garage once every 2 years. I'm like, oh, I'll never get this done. And 2-3 hours later, it's done. Or, you know, it's like cleaning your house or something.
Mm-hmm.
You can procrastinate and procrastinate. But, you know, the best news I've got for people is that we really can affect change. We really can have victories. And if we weren't here fighting corruption and being involved, and if people like yourself weren't out there being leaders, things would be much, much worse right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So can I give it a little plug here? Can I go ahead and plug it here for
sure.
People in St. Louis? All you folks out there living in St. Louis, we're a free showing of American Dictators at the St. Louis County Library, the Bridgeton Trails branch on McKelvey Road. This will be on Wednesday, October 6th. At 6:30 p.m., and it's presented by Concern for the Future of America, CFA. And if you're in St. Louis and you want to get involved, here's your opportunity. It's call this number, 291-1139, and join us, because we're not going to sit idly by and let these people, let these criminals get away with what they're doing.
All right, good to hear from you. That's exciting, Bill. That's coming up the 6th of October. Tom in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Alex. I guess I really need some help here. I've talked to you before about some things, and I guess I'm one of your first. I'm an ancient Alex Jones or something from back in the 70s and 80s. I brought this stuff up to my dad. And just recently I've been doing this for years anyway, but I mean, I brought this up to him, played I put you on cassette tape, a lot of your stuff, and I'm out of a job, I lost my wife over all this stuff, I just got divorced here about 2 months ago. He thought I was a freaking nut. You're ruining my child. We had an 8-year-old daughter and everything, and anyway, told my dad about the cell phone deal, about the 9/11, the planes. He says, by God, son, that boy's brainwashing you.
Tell you what, stay there. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you a diabetic? Do you know someone who is? Well, here's some great news that can save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, Medicare and Medicaid may pay for your diabetes testing supplies. And if that's of interest to you, you need to know about RTEX Medical. We'll ship your diabetes supplies right to your door at no cost to you, and we work with Medicare and Medicaid and even most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits. Call now to confirm your eligibility. 800-419-2335. Again, we are RTEX Medical, and our commitment to you is to save you time, money, and hassles on receiving your diabetes testing supplies. There are no membership fees, no shipping costs. We even file all the insurance claims, so call 24 hours a day. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335.
The mainstream media admittedly is out there trying to propagandize and brainwash people. The sitcoms, the dramas, the movies are just full of conditioning and political correctness. Nobody can deny this if they're really honest with themselves. But some people, when you present them with the facts, go, oh, you're being brainwashed. I'm not even going to check that out. And I warn people, I found statistically it's even harder to wake up your own family. Your neighbors, you know, a prophet isn't known in his own country, because they have preconceived notions about you and they think you're trying to put them down by giving them information and warning them. A salesman will tell you it's easier to sell a complete stranger than it is your own family. And so, if you know, if your wife or your husband or your neighbor or your father or mother doesn't want to hear this stuff and wants to laugh at you or call you crazy, I don't want to say pearls before swine because it's your family, but just move on. Move on to people, and if somebody wants to debate with you and wants to debate facts, that's good. But if they want to just laugh at you or say you're crazy, move on. I mean, we document everything we talk about here. We talk about how vaccines are full of mercury and full of cancer viruses and full of weird hormones that sterilize and brain damage. And every day we read some new mainstream medical report or article where it says just that. I mean, I'm a kook who 10 years ago was saying that Prozac causes accelerated risk of suicide. I got it because it was public that in 83 with the trials of Prozac, that came out. I mean, it's not like we're reinventing the wheel here every day. This is what I do. This is my job. I study this. I look at this. going back to Tom in Texas, he says that he showed some information to his father, and his father said, you're being brainwashed. You brought up cell phones. What particularly, what specifically were you telling your father?
Well, I was trying to tell him about the, my younger brother was there, and he's in his late 20s, and I'm 46, and I said, look, Dad, I've been telling you, I had a grandfather that told me about this stuff that back in 77, that before he died, he said it just like this, quote, he says, it's the Nazis you need to worry about, not the communists. And he says, I fought in World War One. He says, I've seen what's going on. We've got infiltration of Nazis in our government. Of course, everybody, our family looks at him like, boy, you're really, he's getting old and he's getting senile. Well, I took what he said, it was real, and I went to the library and started checking things out and stuff. And he said, here's what he said. He says, the first thing that's going to happen in the next 20 years after I'm dead and gone, he said, you're going to have a Nazi-speaking president, a German-speaking president in the White House. You're going to have equivalent to the White House being burned down. They're going to call out the brown troopers, and he named it all the way down to a T. The wall will go down in Germany first.
Was your grandfather in intelligence?
I don't know. He was a Passmore from Nacogdoches, and I don't know. But he was so on the money, it was just unbelievable. So what I did, he died in 77. And then in 1988, I was, of course, keeping up this stuff in between 9 and 10 years there. And I started going to libraries and checking stuff out that he had mentioned to me. And I went to a, I told you about this before, Alex, and I know it sounds unreal, but I went to a seminar with Tex Mars and the Constance Cumbie.
I talked to Tex. This story you're about to tell is documented. Before you go any further.
Yes, sir. I'm glad you found that.
Let me just tell folks something.
That's choking me up because everybody thinks I'm freaking crazy.
No, I understand, but just hold on a second, Tom. Let me give him some background. In the new film we're making, we detail off congressional documents, Library of Congress,
right,
how the Bushes, with the Fritz Thyssen money, actually got most of the Nazi war chest through Argentina, and how they have been the front group for the Crumps and others all the way through to today. And that's why they love Arnold. That's why the media loves Arnold. That's why it doesn't matter if Arnold campaigns for Nazis in Austria. It's why he can say he loves Hitler and, oh, that's good. That's a pro-Jewish thing. That's why it's so crazy. And that's why there's got the 22nd Amendment now on the rocks trying to get rid of it so he can be president. That's the Associated Press, by the way, folks. So all of this is happening, and it's part of a bigger picture. Tell folks the other information.
Yes, sir. Well, I was in 88. What I did, I was Constance Cumbie and Tex Mars. They had a big seminar at the Holiday Inn at the Hobby Airport. And, I went to it. Well, during this time, before that, 3 or 4 months earlier, I was working for U-Haul Movers World. And at the time, I don't remember the exact street where all this happened, but I got the Bill of Lading. And I copied it, or I gave it to Tex Mars.
No, he has it. I know. I talked to him. But go ahead and tell the story.
Oh, great, because I don't have it.
Go ahead and tell the story, sir. We don't have a lot of time.
I know it. And so we drive on this nine-bus convoy to go all the way out to this church. And it's a long, drawn-out road. I mean, like a snake road. We get out there, and this old man comes out all hunched over. He says, we're in a blankety-blank's bin. It took us 4 hours. We were 4 hours late. We get there. He said, well, y'all come on in here, and I'll be doggone. Right, it's this gigantic cathedral building, metal skin on the outside, but the inside was just a huge, gigantic door. You looked up, and first thing you saw, which was like, I'd have to say 80 feet away from the door, was this gigantic swastika flag, had a blue field, kind of a baby blue field, a sky blue field, with the white swastika and a small little red cross at the bottom of it. I'll never forget it. And everybody just got nine guys with me. And they said, good God, their mouths have opened up and everything. Because this one guy liked Truman. He was just talking about Truman stuff when we walked, driving up there. He was talking about World War II and stuff when we got there. And then, and so this old man goes, do you know whose church this is? And I said, well, so I started playing dumb. I didn't want him freaking out on us. I said, well, no, what is this? This is cool, you know? Anyway, so this is George Herbert Bush's church. And this is a true Christian symbol up there and all this kind of crap. So we go into the, he says, I'm going to show you something, all y'all something. We go into the back foyer, back hallway, in this long hallway, there's these offices, little offices. I mean, real decked out chairs and everything, plush and everything. And there's George Bush's pictures, a whole 9 yards of them, all the way around the whole room. And I said, my God, check this out. And, well, anyway, I'm taking all this in, you know, and this guy, of course, he's cussing like a sailor. I said, who are you anyway? He said, I'm the deacon in this church. And I thought, man, this dude cussing like a sailor. You know, I could not believe what I saw. I mean, this whole thing. Well, when I came back home, I told Dad about the incident. He didn't believe me. Nobody believed him. The whole thing was just unbelievable.
No, sir, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. And if you ever want to go back out and find that place and you want to go out there with me, I'll come down and do it. But let me just say this about it. I don't know if this story is true. I talked to Tex. He did get the copy of this from this gentleman and did some background on it, and it seems to think it's documented. But what I do know is that MSNBC, Associated Press, Reuters, New York Observer have all reported that inside the tomb at Skull and Bones at Yale, which was founded publicly by the Illuminati, we played the BBC report last week, that inside there, they have Nazi flags, they eat all Hitler's silverware, they do these Nazi death chants. You know, the symbol on the door is the skull and crossbones, the same thing that the SS officers wore on their hats and on their lapels. And I know that at Bohemian Grove, it's very Germanic, and there's a lot of this symbolism. And so what you're saying about a church in Houston just fits into it, because that's where the Bushes live, nearby where you're mentioning. And I know that my grandfather worked in the oil business, and he said that all over West Texas, especially in Midland, there were just Nazis everywhere. And, they'd be strutting around in U.S. military uniforms, you name it. Texas, South Texas, West Texas was the hub in between Argentina, Nicaragua, Guatemala, and all these tens of thousands of Nazis and all the big Nazi wealth going through the Bush's hands. And the Bushes were going back serving the Nazis with Fritz Thiessen all the way back to 1923. The Walkers were involved as well. So those are facts. And so what you're saying doesn't sound that wild or crazy when you know, because this is what they're into. And it's very frightening. The Thule Society, the Thule Society, this all goes back. You know, Hitler didn't invent the swastika. He didn't invent the black uniform. He didn't invent the death's head. These are the uniforms that these Luciferian black magic followers wear. This is their outfit. And it's Arnold Schwarzenegger is a member of Bohemian Grove. I mean, it's the same M.O. over and over again, Tom. And I'm sorry that some of your family cannot face up to reality. Let's talk to John in Ohio. John, go ahead.
Alex, I have to make my examples to make my points. So I hope I'll be able to make that before you.
Yeah, go ahead. We got a lot of callers. I want to be fair to them, but go ahead.
Well, the point that the previous caller made, I think, is apropos of a lot of things I've said when he said, don't worry about the communists, worry about the Nazi fascists, because I do believe that anti-communist propaganda is the ideology and the propaganda of these neocon fascist globalists in the military-industrial complex that fuels all of their wars and their militarism. And I do admire the good work you're doing in exposing the lies and disinformation of this gang and their government-sponsored terrorism. But I think that on certain occasions you're being very inconsistent, and I think it's a great danger that it's going to put you on the side of supporting these very same corporate globalists and fascist neocons in the military and industrial complex whenever they wrap their warmongering lies and police state pretext in anti-communist instead of anti-terrorist labels and propaganda. And the same these same neocon fascists around the Bush administration, when they were in the Reagan-Bush administration, used anti-communist pretext to justify their support for terrorism, slaughter of hundreds of thousands of people in Central and Latin America and in Afghanistan. And I think that these death squad regimes, the support for the Al-Qaeda, CIA terrorists, was all done within the rationale and pretext of anti-communism. And I was listening to a couple of brief comments you made. I think it was August 12th and September 13th. And I think they had very dangerous implications because, in effect, what you were saying was you thought it was a good idea for Brzezinski and the CIA to spend billions in creating, arming, training, and instigating these Al-Qaeda types to perpetrate a terrorist war against an Afghan government that was trying to bring...
I never said that. How dare you?
No,
I never said that when General Parton was on.
No.
How dare you use that disinformation tactic?
That was before that. That was before that.
I never said that.
A brief comment, you said, in a brief aside, you said that it was a good idea to arm these... Mujahideen in Afghanistan, long before Parton was on.
You know, I don't remember saying that, but I mean, obviously, it's good to stand up against the Soviets. But don't sit there and imply that I'm blah blah blah. Look, just stay there for a second. I want to read you a quote. Okay, I'm going to try to deprogram you. All right, just hold on a second. Let me read this to you. There does exist and has existed for a generation an international network which operates to some extent in the way the radical right believes the communists act. In fact, this network, which we may identify as the roundtable groups, has no aversion to cooperating with the communists and or any other group and frequently does so. I know of the operations of this network because I have studied it for 20 years and was permitted for 2 years in the early 1960s to examine its papers and secret records. I have no aversion to it or most of its aims and have, for much of my life, been close to it in many of its instruments. I have objected, both in the past and recently, to a few of its policies. But in general, my chief difference of opinion is that it wishes to remain unknown. And I believe its role in history is significant enough to be known. That was the head of Georgetown Political Science, Bill Clinton's mentor, who in his own book, 900 Pages, Tragedy and Hope, 1966, Professor Carol Quigley. Now, listen.
I have a couple
Let me
examples.
Just, you got to talk. Let me talk for a second. The globalist, I've got the documents, it's admitted, funded the communist revolution. British intelligence wanted to bring down their cousins, the czars. They needed to have an enemy to build up a police state in the West, while at the same time, the communist system they controlled could take over more land for the empire, and the empire could act like it wasn't part of it. Okay?
Well, look, I can't...
Let me just finish here. Okay, I don't like fascism, I don't like communism, I don't like command and control, period, whether it's a red star or a swastika on a blue field or a black field, it's all command and control, and these ideologies are anti-freedom and anti-God.
Well, what I'm saying, though, is you can't support Al-Qaeda just on the basis that they were doing so, their terrorism on an anti-communist basis. You can't support terrorism against the sovereign nation of Cuba just because it's done in an anti-communist label. You can't support state measures.
Let me just stop you. I go back and expose how Al-Qaeda was created and how it's still controlled. I go over how they wanted to have Operation Northwoods to hijack jets and blow them up and blame it on Cuba. And I said that you can't do that. So and that's in my film Road to Tyranny. So I don't know what you're talking about, John. Thanks for the call. And, you know, I'm not going to be able to get through to you. You know, there's a chief globalist strategist, Carol Quigley, saying everything I'm saying. Okay, this is just the facts, John. And the left isn't going to wake up. They're going to be good little commies. And the right isn't going to wake up. They're going to be a little fascist. And the globalists control the whole paradigm. What about freedom? What about free market? What about sovereignty? The communist, you know, your buddy Putin is merging with NATO now and using terror attacks that he's behind in most cases, we can document, as a pretext for control. I mean, wake up. Wake up. Emmett in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Tag, meine Freund.
How you doing?
You know, you go out and buy a pair of shoes, and every shoe you go to pick up, it doesn't matter if it's Clark's, Dexter, or whatever, made in China. Poor quality, they don't fit. so much for that. But anyway...
Well, that's the thing, though. We want junk. We want to be slaves. We want to slit our own throats. But economically, our government has low tariffs on China. They have high tariffs on us. That has been done on top of the slave labor to destroy us, to destroy the middle class, and the government admits it.
For president, I like Ralph Nader. Back in the 70s, he spoke at our community college. And when I was working for the State Highway Department, I stopped him. And he talked to me. It was very nice. He was driving a 10-year-old Plymouth, green and yellow Plymouth. I think he's a very humble man, except that for vice president, running mate, he chose a man from the Socialist Workers Party.
Yeah, no, he's controlled, brother.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah, you want to talk about Ralph Nader?
Yes.
All right, stay there. We'll be right back. We got a guest coming up, too. We got actually two guests coming up, but we'll continue with phone calls. 1-800-259-9231. A lot of key news and information coming up. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv. InfoWars.net's been redesigned. InfoWars.net. Check it out.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I've got the curator of the Andy Warhol Museum coming on because they've run this controversial art display, which I have mixed views on, concerning the tortured Abu Ghraib. I mean, obviously they're saying it's wrong. They say they're documenting the crime. But it's also an example of doublethink by the public, and we'll get into that. That's only about a 20-minute interview, then we'll get back to all your calls and all the news, like Al-Qaeda seen planning for spectacular election attack, just as Ridge has said they would, because Ridge, you know, he just hates to be reelected. Also, again, we'll get into London terror evacuation plans, New York terror evacuation plans, SWAT teams busting in the wrong houses, beating up old people. All part of the new freedom. We're going to go back to Emmett and Ray and many, many others that are holding here in just a few minutes. Before I do that, PrisonPlanet.tv. We're fighting Earth being turned into a prison planet. That's why it's called PrisonPlanet.com and now PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're online, PrisonPlanet.tv has all 11 of my videos, a bunch of other great videos by folks that have authorized us to post them, my weekly TV reports, sometimes two weekly TV reports, but always one, text reports, all my best radio interviews, my book, Paul Watson's book, they're both there. You can read them online or download them or print them. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, what, $54.95 a year. And we did this because, frankly, victims of our own success, tens of millions of visitors, and then the bandwidth charges got so high. So if you want privileged, exclusive, you know, membership to hear all the good interviews, to see all the films, to, you know, anything you missed, PrisonPlanet.tv, PayPal or credit card, sign up today, folks, and you can watch the videos and the newscast and all the information instead of watching Peter Jennings. So, again, that's PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, if you want to get a VHS or DVD copy of a bunch of films I carry and my films, go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Order via the Safe Secure shopping cart. My new film, American Dictators, is out, documenting the staged election of 2004. Gets into a lot of the police state and the New World Order and Kerry and Bush and how they're two peas in a pod or two peas in a skull and bones coffin. Big discounts when you get three or more of any of my 11 films. 1-888-253-3139 to call and order. They can also answer your questions and tell you about different specials. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And your purchase of the films and books also is vital to our operations. And thanks for all your support. All right, Emmett in Pennsylvania. Yeah, Ralph Nader talks about the corruption, but then he has bad solutions.
I see.
And then Ralph Nader, you know, had his book published by Rupert Murdoch, his new book. Ralph Nader's former campaign manager was Skull and Bones. We brought that up to him here on air. You know, all of that. So Ralph Nader is a very suspicious character.
Oh, I thought you had offered E to appear on your show.
They actually called me and wanted to come on. He was on the broadcast.
I see. Okay, and in closing, are you going to be offering Dave Von Kleist's 9/11 film?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I hadn't thought about it, but I do have a George Humphrey's new video and Eric Huffman's video, and, of course, both my 9/11 films.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thanks for the call, Emmett. And I'm not trying to say Ralph Nader's evil, and I know he's a government agent or something. I mean, I interviewed him. I went and spoke at one of his rallies because I was asked to speak there and openly said I didn't agree with him on a lot of stuff. But, you know, and I had him on this show. But I just, doing a lot of research, it's very suspicious. Again, I have to give you false choices, false saviors, false escape routes. We'll be right back with the second hour, a guest, your calls, a lot of news. Stay with us.